Well, howdy guys, and I'm still drinking this Peroni gluten-free, and I feel so goddamn healthy for it. Anyway, does this femon in the thumbnail look normal to you? Take a look at the eyes, guys. This femon suffers apparently from paranoid schizophrenia. She connected with this guy on Facebook and they had a few flirty messages. Then they had a 50-minute video call. Eventually, this guy invited her around to his apartment. And she arrived there with all her clothes and bags and everything. I guess she was thinking on staying a while. But all of a sudden, she started attacking this man with a knife. She stabbed him a total of 11 times. Then during the attack, he fell out his first floor window and landed on the ground. But somehow he managed to phone emergency services and asked for help as he was being stabbed. And he hadn't done anything, he said. The emergency services arrived and worked on him for 45 minutes. But they couldn't save him. Apparently this femon who suffers from paranoid schizophrenia hadn't been taking her medication. Initially she claimed it was her ex-boyfriend who actually followed her and carried out the attack. That's usually what most other femons would have said. Maybe all of them have paranoid schizophrenia. Of course, that was disclaimed immediately. And I believe all femons can be mentally unstable. She was charged with murder, but she took a plea deal for manslaughter, with diminished responsibility. What I want to know is, what was she doing wandering around in the public? You ever notice when femons get into situations like this, they always have some mental issues? And if they don't have one, they make one up, don't they? This guy had done nothing wrong whatsoever and now he's dead. And this femon should be locked up for a long time. She's dangerous. I'll put a link to the news item down below, guys. They walk among us, guys. Watch your back. Take it easy.